Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Let's get the whole countdown.
Charlton Thorpe is actually in charge of this entire podcast, people. We say Bridget is, but it's really Charlton. Here we go. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. Making today make sense is what we do on this pod.
I'm Samantha Fields. Today is Hollowed Out Shell Thursday. We're going to share some news stories and some Make Me Smiles, and then we'll all be on our way. Hey, Kai, how's your shell feeling today?
You know, it's okay. I went to my knee surgeon this morning. He said you're good to go, so that's nice. It's 72 degrees and sunny here in L.A. It's been raining the past couple of days, so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, we got some sun here in New York, too. It was 64, I think, today, and sunny, so I'm feeling pretty good. And, hey, it's almost Friday.
Good. That is awesome. It is indeed almost Friday, which is like the best part of anything. All right. Tell you what, why don't you do your news first?
Okay. So I've been thinking a lot about two big climate reports we got this week. One from NOAA about sea level rise and how sea levels they're projecting are going to rise a foot in the next 30 years, which is as much as they've risen in the last 100 years. So we're on fast forward now. And then the other big report was published in the journal Nature this week, and that was about how the mega drought out west, which has been going on for 22 years now, is the worst drought in the last 1200 years. So neither piece of news is good. And both, of course, have huge economic implications, you know, and I've been thinking a lot about that too. You know, for farmers and ranchers out west, you know, no water and not enough water means it's hard to grow crops, it's hard to feed your animals. And that has ripple effects for all of us when it comes to food supply and food prices. And then with sea level rise, you know, a huge percentage of the population of this country lives along the coast, something like 40% of people. And a lot of the economic engine of this country is along the coast too. New York alone has something like, or produces something like 5% of GDP. LA is up there too. And a lot of new people are moving into the coasts. We're building in flood-prone areas. Mm-hmm. And we're not thinking about this nearly enough, or we're not doing enough about it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think consciousness is being raised. You know, we're having to force feed it to some people, but I don't think it's, you know, the information is definitely out there. But I think the challenge is doing something about it, and it's, you know, it's the classic tragedy of the commons, right? I mean, it's everybody's problem, but my little tiny bit is, you know, I'm doing what I can, but how much can I really do? So it's kind of a drag in that regard. Anyway. So,
for sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Very bad news.
Very bad news. Very bad. A good way very to start bad. Out the All day, right. For sure.
Yes. Mine is. Well, you know, sometimes what happens on this show, Sam, is you start out in a not bad mood, and then you wind up really feeling sort of
half we bring everybody
out.
Down.
So, right. You know, there were many a Thursday when Molly and me would just, oh, man, drive each other well into the dark place. But, so, here's my news item. It comes from the governor of the great state of California, Gavin Newsom. Look, there's some politics involved with this. I totally get it. Blue state trying to get out ahead of the direction the populace is going, which is being done with this freaking pandemic. But Gavin Newsom today, the governor of the state of California, came out with a plan called it's California Smarter. It's a 30-page document. But the upshot is, as Newsom said in an interview, this pandemic is going to this virus, rather, is going to be with us for some time, maybe not forever, but for some time, and we're going to have to learn to live with it. And California now has an official policy of transitioning toward an endemic, which is, number one, important because California is the biggest state in the union. It is, to my knowledge, the first actual declarative government policy of it's going to be here forever and we have to deal with it. And just to bring it back to the marketplace of this, you know, none of this, the pandemic has not been cheap, and living with an endemic is not going to be cheap either. But as we approach springtime, as we approach the end of the Omicron surge, and as we approach hopefully a better summer, people are coming to grips with the fact that we're going to have to live with for a good long while, and let's have some policies and programs and plans and strategies. And that, I think, is what Newsom has done today, which is good. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I do wonder sort of something that you pointed to is how much of this is about public health and science and how much is about public perception and opinion and people being tired of the pandemic. And I've been thinking about this a lot as mask mandates have been falling in states and businesses across the country in the last sort of week or so, just like dominoes. And I don't know, it feels hard to tell at this point.
I think there's a huge chunk of it. Sorry, I just dropped my phone on the table. There's a huge chunk of it. That is politicians moving to where the people are, right? People are done with this freaking thing. And look, there's some public health data that says, you know, maybe it might be all right to do without masks in this situation or that. And if you're vaxxed and boosted and this and that, right? But people are done, and it simply will not work as a political system for politicians to be dragging the populace backwards into a place they don't want to be. That will not get anybody anywhere. And so the politicians are doing what they ought to do, which is following the people and saying, hey, look at this. Here we go. We got a plan. And that's good. I would just submit that that is a good thing.
You know? I think there's a lot that's good about it, although I do wonder a little bit, you know, if the virus is really done with us. It doesn't seem like it. So I don't know.
I don't
but I guess we do have to learn to live with it at some point.
Yeah, we do. I don't think the virus is actually done with us. I do think, as people who listen to Marketplace this afternoon will have heard, I do think the virus is not necessarily in complete control of this economy anymore. Is it a factor?
Right.
Absolutely. Is it the only thing out there? No, it's not, right? There are other things driving this economy now other than the virus. And that, look, I think you have to consider that progress. I think you do.
I think so, too, for sure.
All right. Moving on. Very quick pitch here. If you like what we have to say, what we have to do, you'll probably also like our newsletter. We're doing a giveaway. I think I mentioned this yesterday for people who sign up for the Make Me Smart newsletter or, in fact, any Marketplace newsletter. You can get yourself a chance to win a signed T-shirt. That's the one with me on it from back in the day when I was young and in uniform and driving cool cars instead of old and in khakis and a sweatshirt and driving a minivan. maybe you sign a picture of that too, Kai.
That's the next one.
That's right. That's the next T-shirt. Oh my God, save me from
myself. I'm ready for that. So if you're interested in that, you just have to sign up by February 28th. Go to marketplace.org and click the banner at the top of the page. We'll also include a link in the show notes.
I have one of those T-shirts with me on it. By the way, my kids told me I cannot wear it, so it is in the bottom of my drawer. They're like, Dad, that's weird. You can't wear a picture of you on your T-shirt. That's just weird.
What about them? Just will weird. They wear a picture with you on it or
they
a T-shirt
will,
with you on
not.
It?
They won't. They will absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, so here's mine, and it comes from thedrive.com. Okay? There is a cargo ship in the middle of the freaking Atlantic Ocean that is on fire and adrift, and it's full of 4,000 Porsches and Volkswagens. Oh, Bentleys as well. All kinds of fun cars. No, come on, 4,000 cars in the middle of the ocean on a ship that's on fire and adrift. It's lost propulsion. The crew of 22 has been evacuated, which is good. But, oh my goodness, I could not even. Could not even. Yeah, so it's 189 Bentleys, unspecified number of Audis. It's just, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
It's pretty wild. And also, what a time for that to happen when there's already not enough cars to go around. Although, I don't know if that's true for luxury cars.
I don't know. But look, so there's 200 Bentleys, but that means there's 3,800 VWs and, you know, probably mid-range Audis. So that's not terrible.
No.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a good one.
So there you go.
Mine is also car related, although it's about, it's also car related. A friend of mine sent me this on Twitter today. Paris is moving forward with a plan to not allow cars in the center of the city or through traffic in the center of the city by 2024. And there's this really cool map that shows the area of Paris, which is probably, you know, it's almost all of sort of the center of the city that a lot of tourists at least would be familiar with. And it doesn't mean no cars at all, right? There will still be delivery vehicles and emergency vehicles and taxis. allowed. People who live there can go park at home, but no through traffic. And they're working on just making it more bike and pedestrian friendly. And I think that's pretty cool. You know, here in New York, since the pandemic, there's been all these open streets and, you know, closed to traffic on the weekends. And it's just made the city feel so much more alive. And the idea of being able to bike around and not get hit by a car is pretty appealing. I think I'd be much more likely to bike in a city with fewer cars.
Totally. And that's a big chunk of Paris, too. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at this map, right? It goes from Place de la Concorde all the way down to the Place de la Bastille. It's got a little bit of the left bank. It's got Notre Dame and Ile de la Cité and all those. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what they do with it. I guess I have to go to Paris in the next couple of years.
I was just going to say, we should take the podcast to Paris. Bridget, is that in the budget? I don't know.
No answer.
Kind of kidding. Not kidding. All right. We're done. Quickie today, I guess. Didn't have too terribly much to get down into the glass half empty category here. We're done. I'm back tomorrow. The glasses will not be empty. Economics on Tap. Kimberly and me shall have some concoction. I will have a beer. First YouTube live stream of the year. See if we can recoup some of that momentum we had. Join us at 3:30 p.m. Our time out here on the West Coast, 6:30 in New York. At our YouTube channel, we are Marketplace APM on that particular channel because I guess we couldn't get just Marketplace. I don't know. Probably.
And keep sending your comments and questions, especially ones about inflation, to make me smart at marketplace.org, or leave us a voice message at 508-UB-SMART.
Yeah, inflation, please. What do you want to know? Easy questions, hard questions. We'll sort them out, and then we'll get them on the pod. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with help from Mark K. Green. Today's episode engineered by the guy in charge, Charlton Thorpe.
Bridget Bodner is the senior producer. The director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
But Charlton Thorpe is really in charge. They're just going to yell at me. Sorry, I have to check the Slack channel now. I have to check Slack. Well, she's not yelling at me. Oh, there it is. There it is. Emily McCune says, Paris, Texas is another lovely destination.
Have to check that out, too, as soon as they get rid of cars.
Right. Totally. Oh, look, Donna was here. Oh, my goodness.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.